Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Then, while Lord Brahma looked on, all the calves and the boys tending them immediately appeared to have complexions the color of bluish rain clouds and to be dressed in yellow silken garments. Purport. While Brahma was contemplating, all the calves and cowherd boys immediately transformed into Vishnu Murtis, having bluish complexions and wearing yellow garments. Brahma was contemplating his own power and the immense unlimited power of Krishna, but before he could come to a conclusion, he saw this immediate transformation. The verse again. Tavatsarva vatsa palam pashato yasya taksanat vyadisyanta ganasyama pittakasya vasasa. Then, while Lord Brahma looked on, all the calves and the boys tending them immediately appeared to have complexions the color of bluish rain clouds and to be dressed in silken garments. Om Ajnanati Mandasya Janamjana Sanaka Shakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Chi Chaitanya Manopistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svam Rup Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shiro Shri Yoda Pada Kamalam Shigam Vaishnavam Sha Shri Rupam Jagjatam Sagana Rakhnatam Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savrutam Parijana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lita Shivishakam Vitam Sham He Krishna Karuna Sinu Dino Bandho Chiyat Pate Kaupesha Kopra Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanashvare Vishavana Siddha Devi Pranama Mahapri Vanka Kalapta Visha Kripa Sanme Visha Patinam Pavan Bhyo Vaishnam Yo Namo Namo Chaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Chi Advaita Radhata Shiva Sati Gaura Bhaktavina Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Chagaswamti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvata Deve Kaurvaya Pacharane. Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskachaya Desatarane. Srila Prabhupada ki. So this is one of the late of the last purports that Srila Prabhupada gave us, that is called Brahma Mohan Lila, the pastimes of bewildering Brahma. This Lord Brahma is bewildered about the identity of Krishna. Interesting, because yesterday during lunch there was a discussion and my Guru Maharaj mentioned, yes, Brahma has spoken this Brahma Samhita at the dawn of creation. So at that time he knew very well Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we know every day the Brahma gets up and he forgets how to create. He forgets and has to pray to the Supreme Lord. But we will see in this pastime the reason why Brahma became doubtful about Krishna. Very interesting that this pastime, this of the Brahma Mohan Lila, takes place on the same day, just after the accident or the incident of Krishna killing Agasur. Agasur was one of the demon friends of Kamsa, Kalavi Bakasur, Putan, Fritrasur, so many of them. But Agasur was a very powerful demon. Even the demigods were afraid of Agasur. And here you have Krishna taking the form of a cowboy, 5 years old, and he very easily killed Agasur. So Brahma, upon seeing this, is wondering what's the an identity of this coward boy, that because when Agasur was killed by Krishna, Brahma was hovering in space waiting for Krishna to come out of the mouth of Agasur. But when Krishna came out of the mouth of Agasur's body, then he could see how the soul of Agasur entered the body of Krishna. So by that, Brahma became perplexed, that he started to wonder, who is this boy? He just killed so very easily this terrible demon, that and nobody could deal with this Agasur. All the demigods were afraid. That we know most of these demons were sent by Kamsa, and they were so powerful that even the demigods could not deal with them. But this Agasur was so easily killed by Krishna. Who is this person? He was thinking, Brahma, is this my lord and master? So Brahma kept watching, following Krishna, seeing his friends and the calves, how they went to the bank of the Yamuna to have a picnic, and that so was looking at the cowboys and Krishna taking picnic at the beach, the Yamuna, and the calves were left near the bank of the Yamuna in the forest. Because at that time Krishna was 5 years old. He was not old enough to tend the cows, so they went out with the calves. It's with Gopastami that he became that Nanda Maharaj deemed him qualified to tend the cows. So he saw these coward boys, they were sharing food with each other, and he saw one of the coward boys would take a bite in his sandwich or whatever. And then the cowboy looked to Krishna and said, "Oh, this tastes so good, Krishna. Please also taste." And he gave the food he already tasted to Krishna. Normally, when you take food, it becomes contaminated. But he gave it to Krishna. So Brahma saw this and says, he was saying, if this is my Lord Narayan, Lord Narayana is worshipped in awe and reverence. But here we see these cowboys. They are treating Krishna as equals. And by that Brahma became doubtful that he saw these cowboys were stealing food from Krishna's plate. They would say, Oh Krishna, look at this bird. And they would take food from his plate. So, seeing this, Brahma became really perplexed. He was thinking, if this boy is Narayan, then who will then ever be there to deal with Lord Narayan in this way as these cowboys do? And why would Narayan reciprocate with them in this way? They are offering their remnants to Krishna. Because when you eat something, the food becomes contaminated. Then contaminated food is offered to Krishna, and Krishna is eating it. So that was the reason why Brahma was thinking, let me check out who is this boy. Who is this boy? So Brahma, the first thing he did is stole the calves and put them in a cave. All these cowboys were 5 years, a little older. So at that time, these young cowboys were giving the care of the calves, and Brahma stole the calves. And the cowboys suddenly noted, where are the cows? I don't see them anymore. Where did the calves go? But Krishna said, don't worry. I'll find them. Maybe they just entered the forest. You just continue eating. I'll get the calves and come back. So Krishna went into the forest. He went looking for the calves, but he could not find them. And when Krishna returned to the bank of the Yamuna where they had picnicked, he was amazed also the coward boys were missing. Because Brahma had also taken them and put them in a cave with a big stone before that. But then Krishna started to consider. Before he was playing the role of a coward boy. But then, when he started considering, he took again the role of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because his lila, or his pastimes with the coward boys, it's like a drama. A good actor loses himself in the play that he takes on. And Krishna is the greatest actor. That's Queen Kunti. She knew it. In the first canto, in the prayers by Queen Kunti, there she says, "Oh, you are the hidden actor of everything. You have to organize the whole drama here, all this battle and of Kurukshetra and so on." Also, Mother Gandhari said to Krishna after the battle of Kurukshetra, "I know Krishna, you have organized all this drama. You are responsible. I curse you. Therefore, it's your fault that all my sons died. I curse you. Your entire Yad dynasty will also vanquish. And Krishna's response was, oh, thank you. I was just thinking, how should I remove this powerful Yadus from the earth, because otherwise they will become a big burden in the future. So she also knew. Only a few handful devotees knew this. Oh, Krishna is the hidden actor behind everything. But when he plays the role, he plays the role and loses himself in the role of a coward boy. Remember when in the past of Lord Chaitanya and his associates loved to play dramas, and Shivas was playing the role of Narada Muni, and Lord Chaitanya said, oh, it's like you are playing it with such a conviction, it's like you are Narada Muni, because of course we know Shivas is Narada Muni. That's interesting. So then Krishna was wondering what happened here. He considered what really happened. So he found out that Brahma stole the calves and the coward boys. Then Krishna decided, I will show Brahma who I really am. So Krishna expanded himself in all the coward boys and calves, and they were exactly the same as before. And then of course Brahma had put his coward boys and calves in the cave and covered the cave with a big stone. But then Brahma looked back after putting all these coward boys to sleep. He saw that the same scene, no change at all. The same coward boys were there, the same calves at the same spot. And he was thinking, I put them in the cave, they are still there. What's going on? The same coward boys had picnic with Krishna, and the cows were grazing the grass. Of course, that all happened in less than a second for Brahma. But on Earth, it was a complete year. According to human calculation. It all happened on the same day, Balaram's appearance day. Because Balaram had to stay back for his birthday, to offer charity to the Brahmins and so on. He was not there, because when Balaram would have been there, it would have been different. So Brahma wondered, I stole them, they are still there, but then suddenly Brahma saw all these coward boys and calves were Vishnu forms. How can we know about these Vishnu forms, that Narayan forms, four arms? that in Vaikuntha, everyone, at least all the males, they have these forms like Narayan. Recently, I was reading the Birat Bhagavatamrita, translation by Gopi Paranapramu, so nectarian. There, Gop Kumar, he visits Lord Shiva, Sarada Shiva, in the Brahma Jyoti. And after going to the Brahma Jyoti and having had the association of Lord Shiva, was doing Sankirtan in Kirtan, holding Kirtan in the Brahma Jyoti. he came at the gates of Vaikuntha and he saw a resident of Vaikuntha coming out of the gates on a chariot with four arms, and I was thinking, this is Lord Narayan, and he started to offer prayers to Lord Narayan. And he was offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But immediately, the resident of Vrindavan, or resident of Vaikuntha, he put his hands on his ear, on his ears. He said, I'm not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. That I'm just a humble resident here. So he was thinking, seeing these four-armed forms, this is Narayan. But how can you recognize the difference between these residents of Vaikuntha and Narayan? There are two differences between the residents of Vaikuntha and Lord Narayan. Two special marks Krishna has is the Srivatsa, the curl, black curl of hair, which is Lakshmi on his breast. And then the Kaustubha jewel. These are two features which makes Lord Narayan different from the residents of Vaikuntha. And Lord Brahma saw they had all this Srivatsa. He could understand this is our expansion of Lord Narayan himself. So that he understood. He understood Krishna's position. But Lord Krishna's pastimes are very amazing. He does many things at the same time always. Because the gopis of Vrindavan, they desired also to have Krishna as their son. And therefore, when the cowboys, as Krishna's Vishnumurti forms, when the cowboys went back to Vrindavan, then all the gopis, they felt such a love for their own sons. Before they felt more love for Krishna than for their sons, but now it's what equal. And also the cows felt so much love for their calves. But it was a whole year. In meantime, during that year, new calves were born. And Balaram noticed these cows become are more attracted to their to the calves which grew up immediately in meantime than more, they felt they were more attracted to these calves which were Krishna than to these newborn calves. And Lord Balaram saw this and said, this is not normal. And looked at Krishna, what's happening here? And then Lord Krishna revealed what happened, how he expanded himself to Lord Balaram. That so Krishna fulfilled also the desires of these gopis. So he had many purposes in this pastime, bewildering Brahma, fulfilling the desires of the mothers and the cows, that because also the cows, they desired that Krishna would become their calves. Interesting. That this bewildering pastimes of Brahma, it's rejected by the Madhva Sampradaya. They do not accept this Brahma, because Brahma is the head of the parampara. How can he become bewildered? But he is also the head of our parampara. But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, commented, Krishna can bewilder anybody. That, and by doing so, Krishna is enhancing this pastime. That, but it establishes these pastimes. Certainly, that Krishna is greater than Brahma, and that Krishna is the source of Narayan. That. But Krishna can bewilder anyone, everyone. Indra became bewildered with the Govardhan Lila. That Lord Shiva became bewildered by Mohini Murti. That it establishes Eti Shamskalapum Sa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the personality of God, it is the source of all other expansions. That so there are innumerable incarnations of Krishna. Ramati Murtsu Kalani Amena Tistam Nanavamara Akaro Bhuvanesha Kinta Krishna Srambhavam Brahmanyo. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vachami. Krishna is at so many expansions as there are waves in the ocean. That how expansions come from Krishna is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The whole story of the creation from Krishna becomes Balaram. Balaram becomes then the first Chaturvyuha of Narayan expansions, that Vasudev, Aniruddha, Sankarsan, Pradyumna. And from the Sankarsan, a second Chaturvyuha comes. And then from this Sankarsan comes Mahavishnu, who is lying in the Karana ocean, and that's the first of the three Purush avatars. And so on. That when Akrura brought Krishna to Mathura, and when he took a bath in Yamuna, he saw Krishna in his four-armed form, Narayan form. Krishna also appeared in his Chaturbhuj form, Narayan form, before Devaki and Vasudev when he appeared. That, so, Krishna is a source. It's revealing here how he is the source of all that exists, including Garbhodakashaya Vishnu. Garbhodakashaya Vishnu is the source of all incarnations in this universe. That, so it's Lord Queen Kunti says to Lord Krishna, your pastimes are very bewildering for the common man. It's like you are a human being. You take the form of a stool of a human being. Makan show you are stealing butter. That as a child taking hold of the tails of the cows and calves, and then having a ride behind the calves. That, but Krishna is the object of affection of this Vrajavasis. Is object of affection for the Vrajavasis. At the same time, he's also the source of all the glories of Vaikuntha. The residents of Vrindavan, they only know Krishna. When the gopis met Lord Narayan, they asked Lord Narayan, they offered respect to Lord Narayan, asked, please tell us, did you see Krishna somewhere? No interest in Lord Narayan, that Krishna is the supreme form. So, Lord Brahma saw all these Vishnu forms. So, Lord Krishna demonstrated that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Paramakrishna Saksyanabhika Anadiradhya Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam, the cause of all causes. That, we can learn a few other things from this bewildering pastimes of Brahma. It's amazing how many things you can learn from one pastime. We see here that we can learn that an inferior person should not show its powers to a superior person. That's going wrong. But Lord Krishna immediately forgave Lord Brahma. That, and that's another thing we can learn. We may make offenses or errors in our service. That, but as long as we are surrendered to the Lord will forgive. That the Lord is very merciful for his surrendered devotee. So that's what I could say on this verse. Any comments or questions?